Last week we started the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that discusses the topic of Pshara. So we explained that Pshara doesn't simply mean a compromise. That this tzad says you owe me $1,000, the other one says he owes nothing. So you divide it in half and he pays $500. But Pshara is also a psak. We pass in Allah of Pshara is a psak, and there is a din of Anisa Hatoyas Mishpat in connection with the Pshara. And there's an Isser of Lesikach Shoichan in connection with Pshara. Started the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Aleph that discusses the topic of Pshara. So we explained that Pshara doesn't simply mean a compromise. That this tzad says you owe me $1,000, the other one says he owes nothing. So you divide it in half and he pays $500. But Pshara is also a psak. We pass in Allah of Pshara is a psak, and there is a din of Anisa Hatoyas Mishpat in connection with the Pshara. And there's an Isser of Lesikach Shoichan in connection with Pshara. The Tur has like that, Rabbi Kaveger on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch has like that. In fact, there's a din, Rabbi Kaveger has a din in Hilchas Pshara, that just like the Gemara has earlier on the Daf, this is a humorous din that some of the people in our generation have been misusing. There's a din in the Gemara that if the Dayan is a Toyev B'Dvar Mishneh, then the whole Pesach is Chayzer. If the dying was taught b'shikal adas, then Masha Asui, the Balvin, who won the first time, keeps the money, he doesn't have to give it back, and the dying sometimes has to be Mishalami Besam, Medina de Gami, he's another Mamazik. But if the mistake in the Psak was Mamash, a Toyba Gramishneh, so then the din is that the Toyba Gramishneh is Chayzer. So Rabbi Kaveger quotes from Achrayim that the halacha that Toyba Gramishneh is Chayzer, if it's an out and out mistake, it's Chayzer, even applies to a Pshara also. Let's say there was a dintar between Reuben and Shimon. And the Bezin and the Baladinim agreed to make a Pshara, and the Bezin came up with a Pshara, and the Pshara was so outlandish, it was so ridiculous, that it was Mamash Atoy Bedra Mishnah. Anyone who will listen to the Psaka of the Pshara will see it's cockeyed, absolutely cockeyed. So Rebbe says that even though it was a Pshara, but a Pshara means a Psaka of the Mishur Sadin, a Psaka of Yoshev. It's absolutely, absolutely clear that it's not Yoshevig, then the halacha of Toy Bedra Mishnah Chayzer applies into a Pshara. So this Rabbi Kaveger is very often, unfortunately, very often misused in our generation. Because Bizman Azeh, the practice always is that you don't have a real din Torah of a real din. We always encourage the Baladinim to agree to a Pshar, because which Dayanim are such experts that they know that they'll be able to be Mechaben al Emet? They really know Shulchan Aruch, they know the Halacha so well. So we always encourage the Baladinim to agree to a Pshar. Especially we learned there were three opinions in the Gemara. On the above, on the base, on the top, on the second line, the first time there, Rav Loza ben Osher of Yosek Lili holds, also lifts soya. He not allowed to make a pshar, it's keneged adin. The Torah tells you what the din is. What do you mean you're going to give a psak of yosher? A human being can figure out what's more yosherdik than what it says, and the Torah of the Baruch Hu said what the din is, and that's the yosher. So we don't follow that opinion. The next time it says that it's mutter lifts soya, and the third time it says that it's a mitzvah lifts soya. Not only is it mutter lifts soya, it's a mitzvah lifts soya. So those are the two reasons why Bizman Azeh, we always recommend Pshara. First of all, because it's Taka Mitzvah of Tzoya. And secondly, because of Dayanim, really don't know. We don't have such people today who are such experts in Choshev Mishpat. So we always encourage that they should have a Pshara. So if they give the Psak on the Pshara, so the party who has to pay a little bit is always going to feel that he's Babu. He's going to say that it's not Yoshedit, or Shtetzach, he's going to say. That's why in the first place he was complaining. So you'll always get some rabbi to write you a whole tshuva who's going to say that the pshara was a toy b'dvar mishneh and it's not binding. That's absolutely so outlandish. It's so wrong that it has the status of toy b'dvar mishneh. Kambur be Rebbe Kaveger. The Rebbe Kaveger, Achosh Mishpat, quotes this from Achrayim that toy b'dvar mishneh chayzer even applies to psaka b'pshara. Yeah, but it applies to pshara. If it's so outlandish, if it's so ridiculous and it's so obvious that it's wrong. But usually in a pshara it's not going to be so obvious that it's wrong. Usually it is right. Usually the pshara the first time is right. Very often it will be right. Anyway, so the Gemara had the three sheets. Whether it's asa liftsaya, a muta liftsaya, or mitzvah liftsaya. That's how we follow the sheet, that it's a mitzvah liftsaya. We always recommend. We always recommend that they should agree to a pshat. Why is the psak of the pshara bind? Let's say you make a pshara, the baladinim agree to a pshara. You can't force a pshara on them. That's why we mentioned the Ramor in the Siman Yud Beis, and Chayesh Mishpah quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim that there is a mitzvah always to do lifnei mishur hasadin. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that that refers to lifnei mishur hasadin. So some Rishonim say that just like Yikreifa on all the Taryag mitzvah satera, so Yikreifa on lifnei mishur hasadin also. So the Ramor says we don't pass from like that. We pass from that you can't be koifa on lifnei mishur hasadin. So the Velt says the reason why is because the lifnei mishur hasadin has to be done. It has to want to do it. If you force him into doing the yosher, so he's not really mekayim the mitzvah of lifnei mishur hasadin. So let's say you didn't force him and he agreed to the pshara, agreed to undergo to go to a psak of pshara. And the bezin issues a psak. Why is the psak binding? After the issue of the psak, that the Yosha dictates that Reuven should pay Shimon $25,000 or $500,000, whatever the psak is, I'll pay Yosha and I'll pay Pshara. So then Reuven will say he doesn't want to pay. What is the binding force of a Pshara if you have a Din Torah? So the binding force is I'll state in the Torah. But if you have a psak of a Pshara, so what's the binding force? So the Chulas HaRosh is quoted by the Beis Yosef. I think we must have quoted it the very first day that we started Sanhedrin. But that Shulchan Arush is on this Beis Yosef, in this Beis Yosef in Hilchas Pshara. He says the binding force of a Pshara is based on the Gemara in Yevamos and Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. So the Gemara has a Lashon, Beidin Abasa Beidin Aloi Daiki. In the Gemara in Yevamos, it means one thing. In the Shulchan Arush, it means a different thing. The Rosh is just using that Lashon as a Melitza. The context of the Gemara is an Anamaisa. The Gemara has there in Yevamos is the following. Let's say when a couple is married and the husband dies and he leaves no children. So the wife has to have chalitza. So before you have the chalitza, let's say there are a few surviving brothers. So the bezin has to ascertain whether the brother who did the chalitza is a brother min ha'av, or he's only a half-brother min ha'ein. If he's only a half-brother min ha'ein, so he's not aligned to do chalitza. The whole din of chalitza only applies ki yeshu achim yachtov, achim is lointed achim achim me'achim yosef, ki anoshim achim anachim. Achi Yosef were brothers from the father, they didn't all have the same mother. So you see from that pasuk, the Gemara says from that Zereshova that Achim depends on Min Ha'av and not Min Ho'ev. So by Chalitza the din is, Chalitza and Yibam is only if they're Achim and Ha'av, not Min Ho'ev. So the Beis Din is supposed to ascertain in advance, before they allow anybody to do the Chalitza, they have to ascertain that he's a brother from the father. So that's what the Gemara calls Ishtamoy De'inu. Ishtamoydinu, we have ascertained, when they write the Ptur, that the woman is allowed to remarry, they write, we have ascertained that he was a brother from the father. Ishtamoydinu, the Achur, the Misnuhu Me'aba, that's on Daf Lamentes on the base in Yevamos. And then later in the Mesichta, in Mitzvah Chalitza. And then they continue to write, the Bezdin continues to write, and we were Mesada the Chalitza properly, and everything was done, the Chalitza, the Rekika, the Kriyas HaPsukim, and the woman is permitted to marry Muteris L'Chalav. That's the Nusa. So the Gemara has a discussion, what if the Bezin never wrote that into the Shtar Chalitza? It doesn't say Ishtamoy Dinu. It doesn't say we have ascertained that he was the brother from the father. It just says we supervise the Chalitza, we watch the way the woman did Chalitza, and it's signed by three people. We constituted the Bezin, three people, we did the Chalitza by Yom, and everything was done properly. But it never says that they checked out to make sure that that he's the brother from the father. Do you have the right to assume that they're not morons, they're not idiots, but somebody knew what they were doing? Or do you say, no, you got to investigate, maybe they made a mistake. So the Gemara has a lotion. What do you mean? Beidina, basa beidina, loy daiki, the later Bezin doesn't have to go check up on the earlier Bezin. They have the right to assume that they knew what they were doing. If it was if it's a bona fide Bezin, if we recognize who the names are, that they're authentic people, if they're stam amei haaretz, and maybe the taka don't know the din in the Mishnayos, that chalitza is only performed by the brothers from the father. But if they recognize people, so you assume beidina basa beidina loy daiki, the later Bezin doesn't have to krich harayin to check up to see whether the earlier Bezin made a mistake. The Rosh uses that melitza, said beidina basa beidina loy daiki, in a different context over here. The Rosh says whenever the Bezin issues a psak on any case, he's not talking about chalitza, he's not talking about checking up whether the early Bezin made a mistake. Totally different context. He talks about what is the binding force of the psak by a pshara. So he says, what do you mean? A psak of a Bezin is binding. He writes, Beidina basa beidina loy daiki. If you ask a Rav a shayla on a chicken and the Rav says that it's kosher, and another Rav says later on that it's treif, but the first Rav said that it's treif, and the Rav said that it's kosher, the first one has the right to say whatever he wants, the second one has the right to say whatever he wants. We have a din, that's what we spoke about in the beginning of the Mesichta, Chochm Shasar, Ein Chaber Roshoy Lahat. So sometimes that din applies and it doesn't always apply, so there are exceptions to the rule. But all the Moshe, let's say I ask the Shaila of the first Rav, he said that the chicken is treif. Then I tell the second Rav, I ask the first Rav and he told me it's treif. Now I ask you. So that's in the Shulchan Aruch, that's okay. I told the second Rav that I asked the first one and he said, Aser, what do you say? So then there's no problem of Chochm Shasar and Chaber Roshoy Lahat. Then I'm permitted to ask. But in the Torah, it doesn't work like that. Let's say the Bali Din and Reuben and Shimon had a conflict and they went to the Ktzois. And the Ktzois convened the Bezin and he gave a Psak based on the Ktzois. And then later on, the Nesivus finds out about it and he happens to disagree with that Ktzois. So he's going to convene a Bezin and he's going to give a different Psak. You can't give a different Psak unless you can prove that the Ktzois is wrong, that he made a mistake. But if you can't prove that he made a mistake, so you can't have another psak. A psak of a bez means that the case is closed. Up kipaskin, that fellow, if he would have gone first to the nesivus and he would have paskin first, so whichever bez and paskins first in the case is up kipaskin. But if you went first to the ktsais and his bez and paskin, and there was no mistake, it's not a toiv advamishna, it's not a toiv shikaladas. They were entitled to their opinion, they didn't make a mistake. So just because there are many Rabbanim who disagree, they can't reverse the Psak of the first Bez, and that's on Issa Behetta, on a chicken, on a Shabbos, on a Snida, everybody's entitled to an opinion. Because the case is never up to Paskin, but if you have a Psak of the Bez, it means that the case is closed, and that's it, Fartik. So that's what the Chuvus HaRosh writes. What is the binding force of a Pshara? What is it? His Chayvus Migas. Let's say later there's a Mishnah in Daf Kof Dalet. Neman Alay Abba, Neman Alay Avicha, Neman Alay Shlosha Ra'i Bokar. We agreed to have it in Torah, we're going to go to my father. My father's the Hakorev, I'm one of the Baladin, my father's a Korev to me. Or we're going to accept Edus of Kroivim. Whatever our cousins are going to testify. Our two brothers are going to testify in the case. So Kroivim are no good. Or let's say we'll go to a Bezin of Shlosha Ra'i Bokar, Ami Ha'oretz. Shepherds, the Mamish Ami Ha'oretz, they don't know any Din. So if we're mekabel upon ourselves a pasul of bezin, so the Mishnah says that sometimes the psak is binding. What kind of a din is that? That the psak is binding? If the bezin is a pasul of bezin, they're kroivim, they're rishoyim, they're amei haaretz. What kind of a din? So the Gemara says beferish, that's not. It's not that the psak is a psak. That's a hischayvus midas. If we made a kabbalas kinyan to follow the psak of the bezin, a kabbalas kinyan. So if you accepted upon yourself to pay whatever the bezin will say, you have to pay. So you made a kabbalas kinyan and say hischayvus midas. By pshara, it's not that the din really is that you owe me the money. But we make a pshara that I owe you the money, so since I made a kabbalas kinyan, so I agree to pay you the money, even though the din should have really been faket that you owe me the money. No, it's not a hischayv, it's not that the kabbalas kinyan is what makes it binding. It's a psak of a bezin. The bezin can make a psak of a din, and the bezin can make a psak of lifnei mishuras din. That's exactly why the Torah in Rebbe Kivega said it's treated like a regular bezin. There's an isur shoychad, and there's a din of hatoyas mishpat, an isur hatoyas mishpat, and there's a din of toyev edva mishnah. If it's an absolutely erroneous psak of lefnim shuris adin, so then it's not valid at all. Then you just reverse the psak. The Gemara says though that you have to have a kabbalas kinyan. Gemara says psham. Gemara comes to the conclusion. Vilchasa, the last line on the bottom. Gemara says vilchasa pshara tzvicha kinyan. Gemara says you have to have a kinyan. If you don't have a kabbalas kinyan, so then it's not binding. So doesn't that sound like it's the same as Achav Dalit? That it's not that the psak is binding the Torah's psak. It says that it's binding because of the kabbalas kinyan. It says chayvus midas, like if a person accepts upon himself whatever the kraven will testify, whatever the bezin of the kraven will paskin, even though kraven are not kosher for a bezin, whatever the yami haaretz say, whatever the oracle says, that's what I accept. What do you mean an oracle? That's not a psak. If you make a kabbalas kinyan, so it's binding. So doesn't it sound like the same is true regarding pshara? So that's what Taisi says, no. That's what the Chuvus HaRosh explained. It's not that you need the kinyan to make it binding. You need the kinyan because you can't force a person into the pshara. That was the Ramah. The Ramah says it's mucha from the Gemara. Even if you hold that it's a mitzvah with tzoya, the three shittas, it's asa to make a pshara, it's muta to make a pshara, mitzvah to make a pshara. Even if you hold it's a mitzvah to make a pshara, you can't be koifal apshara, because you're not koifal of nemishur sadin. So you have to have the person's haskoma. So you got to make sure that you have this haskoma. So the reason for the kabbalas kinyan is not to make the pshara binding. The reason for the Kapodos Kinyan Suter is that that's a demonstration that he's maskim b'leif sholem on the pshora. Once he's maskim on the bezin, then the psak is binding, because beidina basa beidina loydaikin, because that's the halacha of a psak of a bezin. A psak of a bezin is binding on the case. There was no mistake. The one who lost in the psak of the pshora is going to say later on, but I want to go now to a bezin, I want to follow din. Too late that you want to follow din now. There already is a psak of a bezin. If there would have been an error in the first psak, so a psak and error is not binding. But here there was no error. You agreed to undergo pshara, and the bezin gave a psak of listening to Mishua Satin. So the psak of Shaita was good. So since it was good, so it's binding. The Torah is a psak of the bezin. The reason why pshara tzricha kinyan, that's what Tosafot says. The reason why pshara tzricha kinyan is not to make it legally binding that no one should be able to back out, but rather that the hask, as a demonstration that the haskama to the pshara was done by leif sholim. Because often the bezin will coax the people into it. Bezin will say, we don't want to do a din, we want to do pshara. Baladinim insist, no, they want to gamble, all or nothing. They don't want to have a pshara. They want to have a pshara. They want to have a din. And the bezin keeps on insisting, till finally the baladinim agree, okay, because she gottel, they'll agree to a pshara. Then later on, the one who loses the pshara feels bad. If he would have gone to din, if he would have chosen din, he would have won much more. He would have won instead of losing. So we want to have the Kabbalah's Kinyan to make sure that there's a demonstration that the Haskama to the Pshara was B'leif Sholem. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechira, in Perakei, in Hilchas Mechira, Alocha Yud Aleph. The Rambam writes at the end of Perakei, Yesh Dvarim, there are certain Inyonim where you don't need a Kinyan suitor, and it doesn't even make any sense to make a Kinyan suitor. The Marshal, the Rambam writes, I appoint a Shliach to sell a house for me. I point the shlich to give a get to my wife. So minui shlichas can be done b'peh. You don't need the ksav, and you don't need a kabbalas kinyan suda. The Rambam writes, not only is it not necessary, the eila kinyan b'hem tam. It doesn't even make any sense to make a kabbalas kinyan. Well, what shaykh a kabbalas kinyan? Nonetheless, the Rambam writes, v'af apichein, even though ain't shlichim kinyan b'eila kinyan b'hem tam, it's not even nitvas, there's nothing that is going to be chalan. Nonetheless, the Rambam writes that the minig in many places is that when you appoint the shliach, you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. The Shliach gives the Suda to the Mishaleach, and he says, by you accepting this Suda, you're giving over to me the power to act as your Shliach. We do it all the time by Mechiras Chometz. We appoint the Rabbi as the Shliach to Fakayf and the Chometz for us, and then the Rabbi gives us a Suda, and in exchange for which we give him the Koyach to sell the Chometz. And the same thing, that's at least, that's not so bad. At least we can understand that Kinyan Suda, you're selling something. But let's say a Shliach for Halachas HaGet, the meaning is also by Get. If the husband appoints a shliach to deliver the get to his wife, so then the minig is that the shliach gives a suda to the husband, in exchange for which the husband gives the power to act as a shliach to the shliach. What's over there? The whole thing is not even didi mamon, it's what shaykh over there. Or the Rambam even writes this minig we don't have. The Rambam even writes a minig when a husband divorces his wife directly, in addition to giving the get, he makes a kinyan suda. The Rambam says that absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. What shaykh a kinyan suda on the gerushin? So he says, it's not called a minik tois. If it's a minik tois that you don't follow, Rambam says, it's not a minik tois. It makes sense. The reason for that minik to insist on having a kinyan suda when you're memana a shliach, when you give a get, and so on, by mechila, Tosafot has a long arichas that mechila doesn't need a kinyan. And nonetheless, the Rambam says, some have the minik that you do make a kinyan when you make mechila. So the Rambam says, the idea behind the minik is to demonstrate that he's doing the minah shlichas b'leif sholem, that he's giving the get b'leif sholem. That's what Taisa says over here. That's what the kinyan is by the pshara. It's not that the kinyan is the same on daf chav dalet. On daf chav dalet, when he says neman alay abba, neman alay avicha, neman alay shlosha rai bakar, he's mekabel pasal adayonim, pasal adem, or amei ha'oret, says the bezno, he's mekabel ayochid instead of shlosha. So that's mamish pasal. The adem are pasal and the bezno is pasal, and it's nothing. The adis is nothing and the bezno is nothing. If you make a hischaibis mitah, so you're chayv to pay. If I say whatever he says, they're going to draw lots. Whatever comes out from the lots, chayv, potter, whatever, I obligate myself. You can obligate yourself to whatever you agree to. So that you need a Kabbalah's Kinyan to make it legally binding. But here, the Tosafot explains the Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda is just to demonstrate that he's in acceptance of the Pshara B'Leif Shalom, and then once the Bezin issues a Psak on the Pshara, the Psak is binding. The Torah is Psak Bezin. Taisis here has two pshatim in the first few lines in Taisis. They have two deis and rishonim. When is the kinyan suda done? So our practice is we always do the Kinyan Suda when the Baladinim agree, in the very beginning, when they agree to Pshara. So we have them, the Dayanim, give a handkerchief to the both parties and they make a Kinyan Suda. They bind themselves to this agreement that they'll follow the Psak of the Pshara. That's one day in Tesis, that the Kinyan Suda is made in advance. The Kinyan Suda is made in advance, so we understand why we make a Kinyan with both parties, both with Reuben and with Shimon. We don't know who's going to turn out to be winning, who's going to be losing. You know, he may have to pay, he may have to pay. So each one accepts the Kinyan Suda to agree to the Psak. Then Tosis quotes, however, some Rishonim claim that the Kinyan Suda is made after the Bezdin comes up with the Pshara. Bezdin is sitting in sessions for 3 months already, and finally after 3 months of sessions and sessions, they finally come up with a Pshara, that Reuben should pay Shimon $500,000. And then they make the Kabbalah's Kinyan on the Pshara. So who do they have to make the Kabbalah's Kinyan with? So the Pashtus is, they only have to make the Kabbalah's Kinyan with the one who's going to have to pay the money. The one who's going to get the money. What do they have to make with him, a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda? Elamai, maybe you have to make a Kinyan Suda because, maybe you should have to make a Kinyan Suda because he legally, if they would have had a real Din Torah, he would have won a full $1,000,000, or $750,000, $10,000,000. And it's only a Pshara that we're only giving him $500,000. So he's, this fellow who's only getting $500,000, is being moichel part of the money that he's really entitled to. So maybe you need a Kinyan Suder for that, for the Mechila. So Tosha says, no, how can it be? Mechila ain't a tzricha Kinyan. You never need a Kinyan Suder on a Mechila. So Tosha raises the question. The practice normally is that the Bez makes the Kinyan Suder with both parties when they make up Shara, so they can understand that they make with both parties. If the Kinyan Suda is done before the Bezdin even listens to the whole case, so you don't know who's going to turn out to be winning, losing. So maybe you'll have to pay me, you'll have to pay. So make a Kinyan Suda with you, make a Kinyan Suda with you. But if you say that the Kinyan Suda is made after the Bezdin already declares what the Psak is, then they're making a Kinyan Suda. So what do they have to make with both? So it makes sense, you only make a Kinyan Suda. The one's going to have to pay, then he shouldn't back out. What do you make from the other ones? So you're going to say that he needs a Kinyan Suda to bind him on the Mechila. Why Mechila doesn't need a Kinyan? Tosfos has Rai after Rai after Rai. So they suggest, no, the Kinyan over here is not really so much. Again, that's what they say. The Kinyan over here is not to make it legally binding. Legally binding is going to be anyway, because of the Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaiki. The Psak of the Pshor is a Psak. A Psak of the Mishur Adin. The Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda is that they're masking. That they ask him to go for Pshara. So we usually do this Haskama in advance of the Pshara. And other Rishayim, other Gainim, the Bahag, had the Shita that you do this Kinyan Suda at the end. After the whole thing is all over, after the Bezdin declares the Psak, so then they make the Kinyan. But again, the Kinyan is on the Haskama to the Pshara. But not to make it binding. Binding is going to be binding anyway. The Mordechai on this Gemara quotes an interesting opinion from the Bahag. Simon Tofresh Pei. Mordechai in the back quotes an opinion from the Bahag that when the Gemara came to the conclusion of Hilchus of Pshara, Tzvicha Kinyan, that's only if the Pshara was not Nasas B'Shloisha. If the Pshara is made with a Bezdin of three, so then it's Beidina Basa Beidina Loidaiki. Then the Psak of the Bezdin is binding. The Torah is Psak of the Bezdin. What do you need a Kinyan for? But if the Pshara, the Gemara asked the question over here, Shema Mino, Omer Ravashi, 4 lines from the bottom of the Daf, on Daf Vav and Al. Omer Ravashi, Shema Mino, from this whole Braise that says that you need a Pshara, you need Shloisha Dayanim for a Pshara, Shema Mino, Pshara, Eina Tzricha Kinyan. You see that a Pshara is binding even if there's no Kinyan Suda. This Hogad Aitach, Tzricha Kinyan. If you hold that you do need a Kinyan, so if you need a Kinyan, so it's going to be binding because of the Kinyan. So what do you need a Bezdin of three? It's going to be binding anyway. Because he made a Kinyan Suda, even if you'll only have Yachid, it's also going to be binding. So why does one Tana hold Pshara Tzvicha Shloisha? Madam Tzvicha Tlasa, Lamali, what do you need the three for? Tizgi betray, even make them in a, let it be enough with one dayan, with two dayan, make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, ain't like a Kinyan Kulum, the Kinyan is binding. Zag the Gemara, Hilchasa, it's wrong, Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan. Aye, what about the argument of Rav Ashi? Pshara Tzvicha Kinyan, so why does one Tana insist that you need three? So Tosfos says, the Hilchus Tosfos writes, "Hadalasagi betray." So what do you do with Ravashi's argument? If Pshara needs a Kinyan, so it's going to be binding because of the Kinyan. So what do you need the three for? And for Tosfos, Mishum the Halikva Kinyan Mitoz the Lobi Kiva Pshara Shabbat. If you won't have three different opinions arguing out the case, sometimes if you're talking about what Yosha dictates, So you can have different dayanim, have totally different viewpoints, different perspectives of the case. I hold that the Yoshua is with Reuben, and he holds that the Yoshua is with Shimon. So if you'll only have one or two dayanim, that's not enough of a das. You want to have three. You want to have three in order to have a better yeshiva das. That's what Tosfos reads the Gemara. So Tosfos understood the maskana of Ilchos HaPshor Tzrich Kinyan. That's a common practice that you always make a kinyan suda even the pshor is nasas b'shloisha. The Mordechai quotes in the Bahag, no. When the pshor is nasas b'shloisha, takadoni the kinyan. It's binding because of the psak of the bezin. When you don't have a bezin and you can't say beidina bosa beidina loy daika, you can't say the psak of the bezin is binding. So what's the binding force of the pshor? So that then it's the same as andat chav dalit and nemar alayav and nemar alayavicho and so on. Nemar alishlosha roi bokar. So the kabbalas kinyan makes it binding. So by a pshara that wasn't nasis bishlosha, it'll have to have a kinyan that it should be binding. But we don't follow that bahar. We follow the way Tosfos understood the Gemara. The pshara always needs a kinyan, even when it's nasis bishlosha, not to make it binding. Now binding is going to be anyway because beidina basa beidina loydak. The kinyan is needed to demonstrate that his haskama to enter pshara is done by Leif Shalom. So Tosfos has there are really two different Tosfos in here. The long Arichas on Amud Aleph is one Tosfos, and then starting from the last line, Mikan Chazer Rabbeinu Yitzchak going the whole Amud Beis, that's another topic, two different topics, and that's how the Tosfos HaRosh has a different paragraph they have it printed there, really two different topics. The first topic here, the big Arichas on Amud Aleph, is the Tosfos brings many rayas to demonstrate the Pshorei Netzvich HaKinyan, and the same as the Rama. That mechila in a tzvicha kinyan. Let's say if you owe me $100 and I say I forgo the debt, I'm moichel, you don't have to pay me back the money. And then a week later we become enemies and I'm angry at you and I say I changed my mind. The $100 that I was moichel last week, I changed my mind, I want it back now. No more friends and I want the money. So Tosfos says it's too late. Once I was moichel the $100, the debt is cancelled, even though we never made a kabbalas kinyan. And usually the din is that Tosfos sheet is that not only do you need, let's say I say, you can have this matana, have a chumash, you can have it, it's a gift to you. And then before you have a chance to come pick it up, I back out, I change my mind. So if I back out, I back out. To make a kinyan on karkar, I'm a talqalim, you need a maisa kinyan. The Rambam writes, Perakalaf, Allah Alaf, and Nofaz Mechira, Ein hamekach nikna bidvorit. You can't transfer ownership of property just by speaking a lot. And Tosfos sheet all over Shas is that the same is true regarding the creator, his chagas moment. If I want to obligate myself to give you $100, I promise I'm going to give you. I hereby obligate myself to give you $100, so the obligation doesn't set in until we make a kabbalas kinyan. The Rambam holds, not like Tosfos, but that's we usually assume like Tosfos, that just like transferring ownership of property cannot take effect just with dvorim, so the same is true regarding creating his chagas moment. So Tosfos says, however, that mechila can take effect just with dvorim alone. I say, you owe me $100, I forgo, I'm moichel the debt. So there's no need to make a kinyan suda that it should be legally binding. Once I say I'm moichel, it's nimchel. So Tosfos has many rights. And Tosfos has some of the rights you can ding zach, some of the rights you can ding zach. One of the most famous rights of the Tosfos is in the middle of the Tosfos, Kiddushin daf tezayin amar aleph. But Tosfos, that's a very famous gemara that shows two dinim. That number one, mechila ain't tzricha kinyan, and number two, there's no mechila on at the end. The Gemara there understood, the Gemara thought, that if I purchase an Eved Ivri, it's not the same as purchasing an Eved Kenani. When I buy an Eved Kenani, I own the Eved Kenani, Kishori Vahamari, he's my property. So I can't be Moichel and Eved Kenani. Let's say I'll tell Eved Kenani, I forgo your services, you don't have to work for me anymore. But I own the Eved Kenani, so there's no Mechila on the end. But the Gemara thought that an Eved Ivri, I don't own an Eved Ivri. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis, Eved Ivri is not Gufa Kone. Eved Kenani is Gufa Kone. Eved Ivri is not Gufa Kone. So the Gemara thought that just the Eved Ivri owes me service for the next 6 years. He's Yotzei B'Sheish, so he's Mechuyev to do work for me, whatever I ask him to do that's reasonable, Mechuyev to do the work for the next 6 years. So what if I tell the Eved Ivri in the presence of two witnesses, Amoichel, your obligation to give me the services? So then I should say, Mechila, ain't it Tzvich HaKinyan? So the Gemara fact, Takasha there, Rabbi is Takasha in Kiddushin, Daf Tezayinim and Aleph. Why does the Brisa say that when you want to set free an Eved Ivri, you have to give him a Shtar, Shichrur? What do you need a Shtar Shichrur for? The same Lashon that's written in the Shtar Shichrur, say it Balpeh. Say, I forgo your services, you don't have to work for me anymore. And Mechila, ain't it Tzvich HaKinyan? So he goes free. And for the Gemara, no. Amar Rav, Zoy Sameris, Eved Ivri Gufa Koni. Not only an Eved Kenani is his gufa kani, and Ebedivi also to a certain extent is gufa kani, and there's no mechila on a biyan. I can't say I'm moichel my jacket to you. I can't say I'm moichel the gemara to you. You can't be moichel a biyan. You can only be moichel a debt. If someone owes me a debt or schusim, you can be moichel a schus, a moichel a chov, but you can't be moichel a bailus on a biyan. So Ebedivi gufa kani to a certain extent. So therefore, it's not nitzvah and mechila. So that's one of the more famous rites of the Tosfos. The mechila ain't a tzvicha kinyan. And the very last line, Tosfos says that one might have thought that there's a very sharp raya from the Gemara in Bava Basra. So they say, no, that's a bichlal nishken raya. And the last line, what do they have? And the b'chor shenot al chelek kiposha diyoma viter, the word viter means mechila. The din is that when the father dies and he leaves a few sons, and one is a b'chor, so the b'chor is entitled to pishnai. You treat the b'chor, let's say he left 10 sons. You don't divide the Yerusha into 10 parts, you divide it into 11 parts, and the b'chor is entitled to 2 elevenths, and each one of the other 9 sons gets 1 eleventh. That's what it means, pishnai. So the Gemara says, what happens if at the time they're dividing, they go ahead, they divide it in 10 shares, and the b'chor gets 1/10, and he walks away. Then, next week, the b'chor comes back, he says, hey, I changed my mind. I want my pishnai. So the Gemara says, viter. So if he knew about it, if he knew about it, if he was aware that there's a din in the chumash of pishnai, if he didn't know, he didn't know. But let's say the b'chor knew that he was the b'chor, and he knew that he's entitled to pishnai. But nonetheless, he said, let's just divide, and they all divide, 10 equal shares, and he takes his 1/10, and each one walks away. So next week, if he comes back and he says, I want to divide it all over again, I want to divide it into 11 shares, I want to 11, so viter. We assume that he's Merchel. So isn't that a gewaltige raya? The mechila ain't a tzvicha kinyan. So Tosfos says, no. Ein ledak teknami klal. There's absolutely no raya whatsoever for that gemara. Why not? It's a very good raya. Why isn't it a good raya? Chor shenot al chela kiposhet. See, let's say you have a man dies and he has 5 sons. No one's a pchor. The daughter was born first. So there's no pchor. So each one of the 5 sons is entitled to 1/5 of the Yerusha. So let's say one of the sons says, I don't care, I don't need any Yerusha. So they divide it into 4. And each one walks away with 1/4 of the money. Then the next week, the son says, I changed my mind. I do want. So he has a right to change his mind, because there's no mechila in the end. When the father dies and he has 5 sons who are pshutim, no pchor. So each son owns the bien, he owns this property. So if I say, do whatever you want, I'm oichel, and I walk away, and then the other 4 sons divide, and then I come back a month later, 25 years later, and I say, I'm not moichel, so I can say I'm not moichel. There's no mechila in a bien. You can't be moichel a bien. By pchor, however, when the father, the minute that the father dies, the pchor doesn't own the pishnaim yet. The pchor only has a schus that is entitled to get pishnaim. That's what the Gemara says. Losses lo pishnaim. So why does the Chumash use the verb losses? So the Gemara says, Yesh nechel matana kai rachmona. It's just like a matana. Ma matana adasi liyadei. It doesn't belong. The matana doesn't belong to you till you actually get it in your hands. A pishnaim also adasi liyadei till you get it. So the minute the father died, you don't say. The pchor already owns 2/11 of the Yerusha. It doesn't own. Each one of the 10 sons owns 1/10 of the Yerusha. And the pchor has a right, if he wants to insist that they should divide it in 11 parts. And the mele, he'll have a right to take 2/11. But if he doesn't exercise that schus, if he's moichel the schus, a schus can lend itself to mechil. So why does Tosfos say that from that gemara, pchor shenot al chelek kiposhut, that the psak is viter, there's no, absolutely no raya whatsoever. Why is it no raya? It's a very good raya. That the pchor only, you see two things. Number one, what the gemara says several times there in Bava Basra, that the pchor doesn't own the chelek hapchora. The chelek hapishnaim doesn't own the extra share until they actually give it to him. Adasi liyadei. All he has is a schus. And number two, that schus can lend itself to mechila. It's not like at the end, that at the end doesn't lend itself to mechila. That was the Gemara said by the Eved Ivri on Daf Tezayin Kiddushin. There's also Meres Eved Ivri Gufa Konei, and therefore, since it's an ownership of the end, it doesn't lend itself to mechila. So why don't you see that from the Gemara over there? Why not? I was thinking it could be what Tosfos is driving at is the following. The Gemara there has a machlokes amaroyim. When does the pchor begin to get the schus? When the father dies, the pchor doesn't own the extra portion yet. The pchor only owns 1/10. He doesn't own 2/11. After they'll divide it and he'll get the extra share. So Adasi liyadei. Ma matana adasi liyadei. At chelik b'chor adasi liyadei. That's why it says, losis lo bishnai matana karakman. It's called a matana. So what all he has beforehand is a schus. When does he begin to get the schus? So the Gemara has a machloikis amaroyim amet daftak and kuf chalfov. When does the b'chor begin to have the schus? That has the schus to get bishnai. Do you say, he gets the schus the minute the father dies. Kozman, the father's still alive. He doesn't have a schus to get Tishnat. The father, the father can do whatever he wants. He can sell all the karka, and no one's going to get any Yerusha. So when does the Pchor begin to get the schus? Do you say, the minute the Dina Yerusha set in, see, each one of the 10 children owns 1/10 of the Yerusha, and the Pchor has a schus right away to get the Chelek HaPchor, the Chelek HaPishnayim. What do you say? No. He doesn't begin to get the schus in the Pishnayim until you do the Maisa HaChalukah. The Mainach Kemina, so the Gemara has a Machlek Yisamarayim there. What if after the father died, before they make a chalukah? So they're talking to the Bchor that he's going to get Tishnayim, and the Bchor says, look, I don't want to have any kin in sinner. I'm making my rights to the Tishnayim. We're just going to divide everything equally. Then, a couple of months later, in the middle of Shiva, he says his mother. Then when it comes to the Maaseh that they're about to make the chalukah, so the Bchor says, hey, I changed my mind. I decide I do want to get a chelek HaBchor. I want to get a Tishnayim. So the Gemara is assuming that just like the no kinyonim on a davish lo bali yodam, you can't make a kinyon that's binding on a davish lo bali yodam, so too you cannot make a mechila on a schus that's lo bali yodam. If I don't yet have the schus, so I can't do a mechila on a schus that's lo bali yodam. So the Gemara says, there's a machlegs by the yeshlo lepchor kadim chaluka or ein lo lepchor kadim chaluka. What's the machlegs by the yeshlo? Nobody holds that the pchor owns the 2/11 kadim chaluka. No, that's for sure not. That's Matana Kairachmana, Ma Matana Adasa Liyada, Chilek B'chor Adasa Liyada. Till he actually do the Chalukah, till he actually gets the 2/11, it doesn't belong to him, the B'yan doesn't belong to him. Machlekes is whether Yeshlo the B'chor Schus Kairim HaChalukah, or the Schus to get the Bishnayim only begins B'shas Chalukah. And the Nafkamina is, where the Viter, what if he's Moichel the Schus before the Chalukah? So if you hold that Yeshlo the B'chor Kairim HaChalukah, he always has the, from the minute the father dies, the B'chor has the Schus. He has a schus, he's entitled to ask for Pishnayim, he's entitled to get Pishnayim. Then the fact that the Gemara says, if not al chelek yiposhim viter, that's an indication that he's moichel on his chelek, he's moichel his schus, so that's a raya, that mechila ain't a tzvichi kinyan, that the mechila is valid, even though no kinyan was made. But if you should hold, we pass an ein lel b'chor kadim chalukah, the b'chor doesn't even have the schus until they do the chalukah. The schus only begins when they're about to make, when they're making the chalukah, the b'chor at that time gets the schus that he can ask for the pishnayim. Before they make the chalukah, the b'chor doesn't even have a schus, and therefore if he's meichel in advance, the mechila is anadala, considered a mechila anadala shel habali yoylam. So the mechila won't be valid. So why is it that a b'chor shenot al chelek kipash should be there? Why is that? Because at that time, when he's supposed to be getting the schus at the moment of the chalukah, then he's moichel. So this is a different kind of a mechila. If I'm, like there's a Mishnah Bava Kama, let's say I say, you smash my windows and you owe me $300 for the broken windows. Then I say, yeah, $300 beini, bein chomai, I'm moichel the $300. So if I'm moichel, after the chiv said in, after he already did the hezik, so I can be moichel and you don't have to pay. What happens if I say in advance, Kraksus Yalmanas Lifta? I give you permission, break the windows, rip all the gadim you want, and I say in advance that you won't have to pay. So it's also Mechila. It's also Mechila. But the Rishonim say that's a different word than Mechila. The Ramban writes in the beginning of Eilat Naharis, that's a different word than Mechila. Then the Mechila prevents the Chiyah from setting in the first place. It's Ananda Mais. There's a Mechila after I already have the schus, after you already owe me the money, then I say I'm Moichel. So then Mechila cancels the existing Chayiv. So that's what Tosis is trying to establish. Is that true that mechila in tzvicha kinyan? Maybe you don't have a raya. They have so many rayas, it's overwhelming. So that's what we assume mechila in tzvicha kinyan. But Tosis says even if one should assume not so, the mechila does need a kinyan, that it should be valid, that it should be binding. But this is a different kind of a mechila. A mechila in advance of the time that the schus sets in to prevent the schus from setting in. So that's what the Ramban writes aloshin on the first daf in Eilat Naharis. The Torah only imposes chiyuvim b'inonim lahaveiro if the other person is interested in getting the schus moment. Torah says if you break my windows you have to pay me the $300 if I'm interested in getting paid, but if I say in advance break the windows and you don't have to pay. So lechatchila, it's not that when you break the windows you become chiyuv to pay and a split second later you become potter because my mechila takes effect. No, the mechila prevents the chiyuv from setting in the first place. So that's probably what Tosfos is driving at. That from that Gemara that says in Bava Basra, Bchor shenot al chelek kipashut, that the Bchor takes 1/10 and he doesn't ask for 2/11. So we say viter, that's the equivalent of a mechila. And you see from that Gemara lachor, mechila ain't it tzvicha kinyan, the mechila is a valid mechila, and it can't tumble later on and say, but we never made a kinyan, so it's not legally binding. So Tosfos says, ain't the dak the klal. There's absolutely no right whatsoever. If you hold lefi psak halacha, we paskin ain't the bchor kadem chalukah. Before they do the chalukah, the bchor doesn't even have a schus. So there, the mechila is done at the time that the schus is supposed to begin. So mechila prevents the schus from setting in. So that's a different word. That's a different kind of a story of a mechila. So that mechila abad in its vichikin. That's like the Ramban said this word. Torah is not going to impose the schus bal korcha shalodim if he doesn't want it. But the whole discussion that Tosfos has is whether they're ready. In the case where there already exists a schus mamon, where there already exists a chiyuv, and then the fellow later on is meichel. So even in such a case, also Tosfos is trying to prove that the mechila ain't a tzricha kin. That's how we pass on halacha l'maaseh. Even if he can dingzach with one or two or several of the rayos of the Tosfos, but one of the other rayos is bound to be ironclad. So we assume l'halacha that a mechila ain't a tzricha kin. The stipler on this daf has a beautiful essay. He always has a beautiful essay. He has a beautiful essay where he points out that there are three different opinions in Rishonim as to why this is the case. Why is the halacha so? The mechila ain't a tzricha kinyan. Why is it that to be makna, the end, you need a kinyan? To create a hischaibus, you need a maisa kinyan. You can't create a hischaibus with dvar malach. But to be moichel, that doesn't require a kinyan. So he points out that there are clearly three distinct shitas in Rishonim. Shitas HaTosfos in a few places seems to be the mechila is not a kinyan that I'm makna something to the other person. Mechila means you owe me the money, so it's like basically if there would be a rubber band making a shaykhis, a string between you and me, so I snip the cord, oy shaykhis, mechila is a siluk, I'm a salak myself in the whole thing. So that doesn't require any kinyon. The only time you need a kinyon is when I'm creating new eschaibus to give you something. And I want to makna bien, I want to give you ownership of my house, ownership of an automobile or something. So that you need a kinyon. But just to make a siluk, mechila doesn't need a kinyon because it's purely siluk. The Rashi Nishans and Mishnayis Trumas doesn't agree with the Tosfos. I'll soon explain where they disagree. The Rashi Nishans seems to hold otherwise that mechila does need kinyon because mechila ki his kabalti. Mechila's kipiroin, that's the word. Not that it's siluk, not that I'm misalik myself, but rather that it's a form of piroin. Let's say you owe me $100, I say I'm moichel. You scream that you don't want, so let's say you'll pay me the $100 and I'll give you back the $100. So the Rishonim have a lashon, they're based on the Gemara. Hafuchi betrei lomali. Why should you give me the $100 and I'll give it back to you? I tell you in advance. Arei nekila is kapalti. If you would have given me the money and I would give it back, so that would be legitimate. So I say in advance, whatever I agree is a satisfactory form of payment constitutes a pirun. Let's say you owe me $100 and you call me up on the phone and you say, you're so busy, you live in New Jersey and I live in New York. You say, you really have no time to come deliver the money. So I say, it's no problem, just put the cash. I say, no problem, just put the cash in an envelope and drop it in the mailbox and send it to my address. And you drop it in the mailbox and it gets lost. So if I agreed in advance that put it in an envelope and put it in the mailbox, I agree to that form of payment. That's called piroin. And even if I never get the money delivered, if somehow the postman stole all the money, it doesn't make a difference. That's considered mechila. That's considered a form of piroin. Whatever I agree. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos and I was already in Kabbal Shabbos and I don't want to handle any muktzadigah money. And then the guy comes, it's a half an hour before Shkia, now he's Mekabel Tosfos Shabbos, and he wants to pay me the money. I say, no, I don't want to accept the money. So he puts the money, I'm on my way walking to shul already, and he puts the money on an automobile in front of me. So I say, no, I don't accept the payment now. So if he puts the money in my pocket, mamash, he puts the money in my hand, that's a piron. But if he puts it in front of me, that's not called a piron, because I didn't agree to that form of a piron. Let's say if it's not there of Shabbos, and I'm in the middle of doing something else, I'm in the middle of a conversation, and the guy says he owes me $100, I say, leave it on the automobile, fine, it's okay, that's whatever I agree to, that's a form of piron. So the Rash is of the opinion that if I make up with you, you owe me $100, yes, instead of giving me the money in my hand, instead of putting it in my pocket, I'll tell you what, I have a better idea. You keep the money, you keep the $100 in your bank account, and I consider that a satisfactory. I'm satisfied. That's a good P1. Let's say you owe me $100 and I owe my dentist $100. I say, in your chotzer. I moved into your chotzer. And then we negotiate and I say, yeah, it's all for sale. Everything is for sale. I have a vacuum cleaner there in my valise, whatever. And then you say you want to buy the vacuum cleaner. I make up what the price is and I say, fine. So then the Gemara says, once they agree to a price and it's in your chotzer anyway, so you kind of with the kinyan chotzer. So the Mordechai writes, the same is true in any case of Mechila. You owe me $100. So we're not talking about a BN, an object. We're talking about an abstract debt, an abstract toll. It's not a Dover Sheyeshmo Mamoshes. It's a moment that Dover Sheyeshmo Mamosh. So where is that Dover Sheyeshmo Mamosh? It's an abstract thing. It's in your abstract chotzer. It's not a Mamoshes bigger thing that can be sitting actually in your chotzer. But the abstract chayv is considered as if it's in your abstract rishus. It is in your rishus, mechus of gavayin. I didn't collect it yet. So the Mordechai writes a lashon ka'osa shoshanino, like it says in the Mishnah in Amrechus Hasvinim, Baba Basra, if it's in the rishus of the lakeach and he's masking to the price, so he's kone with the kinyan chotzer. So the Mordechai has a third sheet over here. The mechila is not mechila, doesn't need a kinyan. Every mechila has a kinyan. You have a kinyan chotzer because this abstract moment is always in the rishus of the one to whom I'm being meichel. So you have a kinyan chotzer. What's the difference whether you say the mechila works with din siluk? Machne Ephraim, the Stipel I'm pretty sure quotes it also. Machne Ephraim is a shaila, what if we're good friends and I say, hey, you owe me $100, I'm meichel. You say, no, you refuse, you don't accept the mechila. You don't accept the mechila. You don't have the cash now, you're going to pay. I keep on saying, I'm you keep on saying you're going to pay. So we walk away from each other. Then next week, I's friends, and I say, the $100 that I was meichel last week, I want my money back. So you say, no, but you were meichel already. So I say, but you didn't agree to the mechila. The shaito and Machne Ephraim, the Stipler, I'm pretty sure, quotes it also. Machne Ephraim is a shayla. What if we're good friends and I say, hey, you owe me $100 on Moichel? And you say, no, you refuse. You don't accept the Mechila. You don't accept the Mechila. You don't have the cash now. You're going to pay. I keep on saying, I'm Moichel. You keep on saying you're going to pay. So we walk away from each other. Then next week, I's friends, and I say, the $100 that I was Moichel last week, I want my money back. So you say, no, but you were Moichel already. So I say, but you didn't agree to the Mechila. B'shaita, when I said I was Moichel, the $100, you didn't accept it. You came. We were such good friends, you insisted that you did want to pay at that time. So what's the din of Mechila Bal Korchai? I'm Moichel to the other party, Bal Korchai of the Nimcha. He doesn't accept the Mechila. So if you say that Mechila works midin Siluk, so my stomach can work, Bal Korcha also. It has nothing to do with you. Just like I snipped the cord, I snipped the connection between you and me. I'm out of the picture. Choice. I can be misalik myself. If Mechila is midin kinya chotzer, so true, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, and Daf Kuf Beis, that chotzer v'shalodim koina loy, shaloi midaitoi, chotzer is koina without das. Thus says, if I don't know that something fell into my chotzer, I'm koina. But Tosis points out, Mecheskes Abad, what if I know that something fell into my chotzer? And I don't want to be koine with the kinyan chotzer. Then Tosis says chotzer is not koine bal korcha shalom. That's a double poshet. Tosis has a raya from the Gemara. Chotzer is not koine bal korcha. So if you say like the Mordechai that mechila works because every mechila has with it a kinyan chotzer, this abstract chotzer that is bishusai of the other party, so he's koine with the kinyan chotzer. So if he screams bloody murder, he doesn't want to be koine. He doesn't accept the mechila. So there wouldn't be any mechila bal korcha. If he say the Mechila is Kabalti, so that's a question. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Sometimes he had Piron, Bal Korcha, Ish may Piron, sometimes not. Then there's another Nafkamina, major the dispute between Taisvis and the Rash Mishans. Taisvis in both in Bava Kama and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as in Ksubas Daf Lamed Amud Beis, there are two tesis where they developed the following idea, that we're used to thinking that all chiyuvim mammon are divided into two categories. There's mammon and there's nach, and there's knas. You have palga, chatzi nezik, avishor, tam is knas, and kefir dalavahe is knas. And the Gemara had in the beginning over here, and that gimel aman aleph, that there's mammon and there's knas, and there's a din of be knas potter, there are chilukim between mammon and knas. So tesis develops an idea that there's a third category of mammon. There's mammon and there's knas, that's famous, and there's a third category that's kapara. That's neither mammon nor knas, a third category. What's an example of kapor? So the Gemara has in Baba Kama, Daf Mem Gimel, Koifer, says, Menasan Pidyanav Shikhala Shayusha Solo, that Koifer, and the Gemara says, Kufra Kapor, Tashlumen of Koifer, if a Shoah Mu'ud kills an Odom, so the Bala Shoah has to pay to the Yorushim, the Koifer, so that's Betoras a Kapor. So Taisus asks, what's an Afkamina, where they say Koifer is Kapor or Kufra Mamoina? What's the difference? So they give you a whole slew of differences. They search out all of Shas, and they give you a list of 5, 6, 7 nafkaminas lalo. So one nafkamina is Tosis has komlei b'derabmina. That komlei b'derabmina is a din. Let's say I burn down hasaref gedisha shel chaver b'shabbos. I burn down your barn on Shabbos. So since I'm chayv b'nafshoy, because I'm chal Shabbos is chayv misa, so I'm not chayv to pay hazara mamazik. Komlei b'derabmina, the Gemara says b'ferish, applies both to mammon and to knas. Let's say if a person is chayv misa, chayv malkus, he doesn't have to pay the mammon, whether the mammon is tashlumi mammon or the tashlumi knas. Also gnela nairis, that we assume la loha, the kamlev the rabbini cancels from knas also. But Taisa says, kamlev the rabbini will not cancel a chiyuv that's kapor. Chiyuv kapor is neither mammon nor knas, a different thing. Then Taisa has another nafkemina, en kapor alahamis. Let's say a person who was machal Shabbos b'shoigeg and he was mafresh a korban chatas. And he never had a chance to bring the carbon chatas to the Beis HaMikdash, and he died. So the Gemara says he can't bring the carbon chatas lachamis, en kapor lameisim. So one might have perhaps thought that the din of en kapor lameisim is not the general universal din. En kapor lameisim is only a din in korbanas. So Tosfos says it's not true. The law of en kapor lameisim goes on any kapara, even if the form of the kapara is paying money. If I died and I didn't have a chance, let's say my sharamuot killed someone, and I became the Bez and said I have to pay Koifer, and I didn't get a chance to pay the Koifer till I die, even though I left over in the Chosim Mishabon, I left over Karkoes, the Yisoyimim don't have to pay, because nothing will be accomplished, because Ein Kapor LaMeisim, the Chiyuv to pay Koifer is B'Torah's Kapora, and Ein Kapor LaMeisim, so the Yoshim don't have to pay. What's another nachkemina Tosfos has, a svari in Tosfos and the Ravid, eid echod is neman. In order to be mechuyif to pay mamon or knas, you have to have shnei eidim. Eid echod is not good enough, but in order to pay kaifer, sadei and rishonim, that eid echod is sufficient. Another svari in Tosfos is, hamoitz mechavera, all of haraya, doesn't apply. Sofik mamon lekula, doesn't apply to kapar. Kapar I treat like other mitzvahs ater. That the Sofik Kapari Golachumra, that you do pay. And then Tosfos has another, a few more nafkeminas. Shuas Hapikodin doesn't apply. Shuas Eidus doesn't apply. A few nafkeminas. Then another nafkemina Tosfos gives is about Mechila. If I owe you money, whether the money that I owe you is Mamad Akanas, that Taka lends itself to Mechila. But if the money that I owe you is Bataris Kapari, so then Tosfos says it does not lend itself to Mechila. Where did they get this sign from? So they say there are two Mishnayas and Trumas. The din is that a non-Kohen is not permitted to eat truma. Only Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. What if a non-Kohen goes ahead and eats truma? So the Mishnah say it depends whether he ate the mezid or so if he ate the mezid, it's Misa B'dei Shammai. Alright, the Bezen Shalmaila will give him. Misa B'dei Shammai. What's about Bezen Shalmata? What do they do about it? What do they have to say about this? So the Mishnah say, as far as the Bezen Shalmata is concerned, the following chiluk. If he ate the truma b'mezid, he only pays keren. He doesn't have to add on chomish. He only pays keren. If the Kohen wants to forgo the Keren, he can. But if the Tzar she'ochal truma b'shoigei, then he has to pay Keren mechaymish. If the Kohen limchol, ain't a yochal limchol. It cannot be moichol. Manishtana, why is over here, if the Kohen limchol moichol, by the Tzar she'ochal truma b'shoigei, the Kohen cannot be moichol. By the Tzar she'ochal truma b'meizid, he can't be moichol. So Tosfos says, Nistom, and that's Pasha Psha. A Tzar she'ochal truma b'meizid, he's not going to get any kapar. It's Misib Deshman. The Torah doesn't prescribe any kapar. So he has to pay Karen as an Adam Amazik. He's a ganof. He stole Matnas Kuna. It belongs to the Shevet Kuna. So he's supposed to give $10, make out a check, $10, and give it to some coin or another, because of Gezel HaShevet. But as Ashachal Truma B'Shoigei, so if he would have done the Aver B'Mezid, he would have been Chai Misib Deshman, but he only did it B'Shoigei. So the Torah says, we'll give you kapara. Pay Karen B'Chaimish, and you'll be miskaper. So that's why there's a Tosefes Chaimish. The Chaimish is B'Torah's Kapara. And also, Ratzah Kohen Limchol, Ein Yochel Limchol, because Mechila doesn't apply to a Chiyuv Kapara. These are all the suggestions that Tosfos makes. And Tosfos doesn't really have, they don't quote too many rayas to this. One of the major Mekoiris to this, a lot of what Tosfos is saying, is on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis in Bava Kamma, where the Mishnah there talks about, if I stole a Gozel Mechavero, they said, if I stole money from somebody else, I have to pay back the money. What if I swear falsely? He asked me, no, what's with the $100 that you stole? And I swear, shvush and any chayv l'chol shundo. So it says in the Chumash, in the end, the Parshas Veikra, if I'm right there, Pasuk in Bamidbar, if I'm right there, this father. So the pasuk says in Ba'ikra, when we put two parshas together, the Gezlagir with this parsha, say after Amoida, then I have to pay Karen Mechaimish. So the Mishnah has a din that what if I swore falsely that I don't owe you the money, and then later on I admitted that I swore falsely, so I have to pay Karen Mechaimish. What if I died before I had a chance to pay? So the Mishnah says that you can collect from my Yarshim the Karen Mechaimish. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, from this Mishnah you can derive. You can learn out that chumsha mamaynehu v'loy kapara. That the fact that nisha nishbala sheker, the din of shuas hapikodin, that if he swears falsely, has to pay keren v'chaymish, that Tosefes Chaymish is not a kapara, because if it would have been a kapara, he would have said, ein kapara l'mesim, that the fellows, Yorshim, will not have to pay, because they won't accomplish any kapara for the nifter. Once he dies, there's no kapara. And then the Gemara says also more rayas from the Mishnah. That the fact that this shayach shvus apikod na nechaymish. Let's say you ask me, where's the $100 that I owe you? I swear falsely, I don't owe you $100. And later on, I admit that I swore falsely. So the din is not only I have to give you back the keren, $100, I have to give you $125. The chaymish means 25%. Not the way we speak. Chaymish by us means 20%. Chaymish and the chaymish means 25%. So I have to give you back $125. So let's say later, when I finally admit that I have to pay $125, I only pay you $100, and then time goes by and you say, no, where's the extra $25? I swear I don't owe you the $25. I say, what are you swearing? It's not true, you do owe me the money. Finally, later on, I admit that I swore falsely with Mazid. So not only do I have to give you the $25, I got to give you another 25% over and above the 25. So the Gemara says, if you would have held that the Chaymish is Kapara, so there wouldn't have been a din of Shuas HaPikodin on Chaymish. There would have only been a din that I add on Chaymish onto the $100. But if I already paid you up the $100, or if I made it the $100, and I'm Nishbal HaSheker on the extra $25, the Gemara says if the extra $25, if the Chaymish would have been Kapara, so there wouldn't have been a din of Parsha Shuas HaPikodin on that. And then the Chaymish is another 25 cents. He gives him a dollar and a quarter. He makes out a check for a dollar and a quarter. He gives him a dollar and a quarter cash. No, the Mishnah says he has to give him Dovah HaRoy Elias Kodesh. And if he drank a bottle of wine, he has to give him back a bottle of wine of Chulin. And when he gives it to the Kohen, it becomes Kodesh. And he has to give him a bottle and a quarter of wine. So that the bottle and a quarter will all become Kodesh. It will all turn into Truma. And if the Tzar will go ahead and drink that wine, he'll be again Chayiv Keren B'Chaymish. Because that... the Dovah HaRoy Elias Kodesh, when he gives it to the Kohen, it's Nefach Lias Truma. Tashlumi Truma, Anasim Truma, that's the Halacha. So the Rash says, that's the reason why there's no Mechila. The Halacha allows Mechila whenever I owe you money. So the Rash gives this whole explanation. Whenever I owe you money, so whatever you say is an acceptable form of Piroin is accepted. If you say you want the money in your hand, so I got to give the money in your hand. If you say I should put it in the mailbox, if you say I should put it on the table, put it on the table. Whatever you agree to is a valid form of payment is good. But if the Torah says it has to be Dafke Dovah HaRoy Elias Kodesh, so the Rash says since any form of payment that you'll agree to is an acceptable form of Piroin, so if you'll agree that I should leave the money in my bank account, and Mechila Kis Kabalti, so if you find that satisfactory, so that's also called a form of Piroin. So the Rash says, when is that? When are you a Balabas to determine what form of Piron is acceptable? When the Torah says, when the Torah doesn't give a specific way how the Piron has to be done. But if the Torah says that Azar Shachal Truma B'Shegi has to pay back with a bottle of wine, by a Nishbal HaSheker, by Shvos HaPikodin, is Mamayna and it's not Kapara. So Taisus is basing their whole, they don't quote that Gemara, but the whole Taisus, both in Ksuvah Daf Lamed as well as in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Gimel, the whole Taisus is assuming that you remember that Gemara, that the Gemara made this division, that there are three different categories, that kapara is a different category, which is not the same, it's not the same as mammon, it's not the same as knas. It's a separate category, has different halachas. Some of the halachas that Taisus says are mentioned in the Gemara, and others are not mentioned, others Taisus fishes around. So one of the nafkaminas that Taisus had was with respect to mechila. And they said, well, that's the Mishnah in Trumas, that the Mishnah says, by the Zar Shachal Truma b'mezid, the coin can be meichel. By Zar Shachal Truma b'shoigig, the coin cannot be meichel, because the Zar Shachal Truma b'shoigig, the payment, the tashlumin is kapara. And the Zar Shachal Truma b'mezid is just plain automa mazik, so that's dini mamon, it's a mamon, it's lend himself to mechila. That's what Taisus says. The Rashi Mishnayis in Trumas, the beginning of Perek Zayin, quotes the Taisus, and he disagrees. He says he doesn't see that Taisus proved the point that Chaymish is Kapara. He's not convinced, just like the Gemara said in Bava Kama, that the Chaymish, the Sefes Chaymish, that the Nishbal HaSheker adds on over there by the Shuas HaPikodin, if he swore falsely that I don't owe you the money. So the Gemara said, Shema Mina Chum Shema Mayna, so he says he doesn't see that Taisus proved their point that Chaymish is Kapara by the Zar Shachal Truma B'Shei. He's not so convinced. And he says he's not so convinced that there's no Mechila. He says, who says that there's a, why shouldn't there be Mechila? He doesn't understand the Svara. Why shouldn't there be Mechila, even if one should assume, like Taisus already, that the Tasef is Chaymish, that the Tzar pays when he eats the Truma B'Shege, is a form of Kapara? It's like Leg Tefillin. If the Torah would say, you go to Mikveh, you get a Kapara, you Leg Tefillin, you get a Kapara, so the Torah says, you give money to the other one, that's the Kapara. How what Shaykh Mechila? So Taisus says, it's like a Mitzvah. What Shaykh Mechila? Mechila is only Shaykh. On Mammon, on Knas, where I owe you money. But they say, by Kapara, it's Amaisa Kapara. It happens in Echetim Sebiyama that I give the money to you. But it's not an Indian of Chi of Mammon. I need a Kapara, so what's that you should be Meichel? So the Rash says, he's not even convinced that the Svar is correct. Aye, but the Mishnah does say that there's no Mechila. Mishnah says that Azar Shachal Truma B'Shegeg, Ein Akon Yachal Imcha. So he says, no, that's a different reason why. The Mishnah also says, there's another difference. That a Zar Shochel Truma B'Shegeg, let's say the Zar drank a bottle of wine of Truma B'Shegeg, and the bottle of wine sells for a dollar. So what, a dollar and a Chaymish is another 25 cents. He gives him a dollar and a quarter, he makes out a check for a dollar and a quarter, he gives him a dollar and a quarter cash. No, the Mishnah says he has to give him Dovah HaRoy Elias Kodesh. And if he drank a bottle of wine, he has to give him back a bottle of wine of chulin. And when he gives it to the kohen, it becomes kodesh. And he has to give him a bottle and a quarter of wine. So that the bottle and a quarter will all become kodesh. It will all turn into truma. And if the tzar will go ahead and drink that wine, he will be again chayv kerem v'chaymish. Because that, the dobah ha-royli is kodesh when he gives it. The tzar shochel truma b'meizir. The pashta says that you don't have to give. You can give kish, you can give a check. The Rambam writes a chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas writes a chiddush. But a tzar shochel truma b'meizir has to give also dovah ha-roiliyos kodesh. He has to give, if he drank wine b'meizir, he has to give wine. But when he gives the wine, it doesn't become truma. What does he have to give wine? So what does he have to give wine if it doesn't become truma? So the Mishnah Melech says none of the other Rishonim agree with the Rambam. All the Rishonim read the Mishnah. By tzar shochel truma b'meizir, there is no din you have to give dovah ha-roiliyos kodesh. You only pay keren, you don't pay chaymish. He make out a check, right? What do you have to give up? Another bottle of wine. If you're not adding chomish, there's no kapara. If it's not going to be nepach lias, it's not going to be tashlumi truma, nasan truma. So why should you have to give dafka a bottle of wine? But the Rama holds that strange sheet. The Rama holds that bein memezit, bein meshoigeg, the zashachal truma has to give a bottle of wine, or if he ate the oranges, he has to give oranges. If he ate the grapes, he has to give grapes, whatever he ate. And if he ate b'sheigig, that is tashlumi truma, and that pachim lios truma. If he ate b'meizid, it doesn't become, it's not nasim truma. It's hashver shittas around. But the other Rishonim don't agree with that. Anyway, again, that's the topic of the Tesis on Amud Aleph. They brought quite a few rayas to demonstrate that mechila ain't a tzrichikin. That's how we pass from halacha. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan, and there's no mechila on a bien. There's only mechila on a schus, around a chiyah. But there are three hesberim in the Rishonim as to why Mechila in a tzrichikin, with major nafkaminis ledina, the chaymish that the ganef adds on, the kerem chaymish that the ganef adds on, the also chamishisa, all of it, the end of Parshas Vayikra. The Gemara said in Baba Kamakuf Dalla that that's mamayna, that's not kapara. So the same when the zar adds on, when he's echel truma v'shegeg, is also mamayna. Who says that it's kapara? He says the reason why there's no mechila is a different word, because mechila is a form of piroi, means whenever any form of piroi is acceptable. So this is considered not a form of piroi. But if the Torah prescribes a specific form of piron, the only valid form of piron is by giving a dovah haroi lias kodesh, by giving a bien, and it's tashlumi truma nepach lios truma. So then, of course, mechila is not going to help. That's a different form of piron, other than what the Torah prescribed. So it's already a major nachkemina what the hesber is, how one understands the nature of this din of mechila in a tzrichikin. Halacha l'maaseh, we pass like the Torah, mechila in a tzrichikin. But it's unclear what the reason is. The Rishonim gave three different reasons. Some said that it's based on kinyan chotzer, that every time you have a mechila, the Maharal says you have a built-in kinyan chotzer, the abstract chotzer, because the chov is in your rishus. The abstract moment of the chayv is in your abstract rishus. So you're kind of with this abstract kinyan chotzer. And other Rishonim said, no, it's a form of piron. The Rashi holds it's a mechila is kis kabalti, it's a form of piron. And the Tosis holds neither. The Tosis holds that it's a silu. So it's a chaptan af kemina. Tosis, because this sheet is that piron is a silu, it just mistalek and the chayv is never nifra. So Tosis holds he can't do that by a kapar, but the nature of the chayv is kapar, let's say kufr kapar. What shaykh the Yoshim will say? We forgo. We don't want your money. You sure murdered our father. You a pasheh. We don't want any penny from you. It's not going to help. He has to do tshuva. He has to do a mitzvah. It's like Matilos lulav. It happens that the lulav that he has to do is he has to give the money over to them. So what are they balabatim to be moichel? They're not balabatim, Tosis says, to be moichel. Because Tosis understood, mechila is a siluk. If you hold like the Rash, mechila is a piroin. So he did the piroin. So it's considered kilu. When the Yarshim HaMoichel is considered kilu, he had paid them. If mechila is the piroin, it can work by a dovah shel kapara as well. These are several nafkaminis l'dina, what the hesber is. Why one should assume la'alocha that this din, that mechila in a tzvich kilu. The koyin by zar shochel truma b'meizid, there's only keren, there is no chaymish. By shoygig, you can't be moichel on anything.
And you can't be moichel on keren either?
I think that's what Tosis says. Oh, can't be moichel either. I think so, yeah. Because he has to give a dovah ha-roili as kodesh on both on the keren and on the chaymish. And Tosis understands that the dovah ha-roili as kodesh is an indication that it's all kapara. The zar shochel truma b'meizid, the pashta says that you don't have to give, you can give kish, you can give a check. The Rambam writes a chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas writes a chiddush. But a tzar shochel truma b'meizid has to give also dovah haroi lios kodesh. He has to give, if he drank wine b'meizid, he has to give wine. But when he gives the wine, it doesn't become truma. What does he have to give wine? So what does he have to give wine if it doesn't become truma?
So the Mishnah Melech says none of the other Rishonim agree with the Rambam. All the Rishonim read the Mishnah by Zah Shachal Shum Bemezah. There is no din you have to give davar haroi l'iskadosh. You only pay keren, you don't pay chaimish. The keren is plain order mamaz, the gagama, he's gozal matzah spunas. He make out a check on Friday. Well, you have to give another bottle of wine. If you're not adding chaimish, there's no kapara. Make a taste away. If it's not going to be nepach lias, it's not going to be tashlumi truman, asan truman. So why should you have to give dafka a bottle of wine? But the Rambam holds that strange sheet. The Rambam holds that Beim Amezit, Beim Meshoigeg, the Zashach HaTrumah has to give a bottle of wine, or if he ate the oranges, he has to give oranges, if he ate the grapes, he has to give grapes, whatever he ate. And if he ate the Meshoigeg, that is Tashlumi Trumah, and that Pachim Lios Trumah. If he ate the Amezit, it doesn't become, it's not Nasim Trumah. Sashveri Sheet is around. But the other Mishoinim don't agree with that Rambam. Anyway, again, that's the topic of the Tesis on Amud Aleph. They brought quite a few rayas to demonstrate that mechila ain't a tzrichikin. That's how we pass on halacha. Mechila doesn't need a kinyan, and there's no mechila on a bien. There's only mechila on a schus, around a chiyuv. But there are three hesberim in the Rishonim as to why mechila ain't a tzrichikin with major nafkaminis ledina halacha lamaisa. Whether it's mitam tihis kabalti, it's a form of piron, and mechila is a form of simply he's nistalik himself. Mechila is mitam silo, or mechila is a kinyan chos. The Tosfos on Amud Beis continues to discuss a different aspect. Can you prove from this Gemara that a Kenyan Suda doesn't need Eidus L'Kim Adova, a ninefold? The Gemara said in Kiddushin that if a man gives a ring to a girl who says, Hari at Mekudeshesli, and he says that they know nobody's watching, so the Gemara says, even if Hudi, Moedim, they both admit what happened was that he gave him a ring and he was Mekadesha. So the Gemara says, the Kiddushin Anatcha, the Kiddushin Anatchal, you have to have Eidus L'Kim Adova. So the Gemara says, Mefur is there in Kiddushin. By Medva Mamor, only by Kiddushin. The Gemara never even says it by Gittin. Places in Gittin says that Get also needs Eidus L'Kim Adova. Not all the Rishonim agree. But the Gemara says it by Kiddushin. And Daf Samach Vav on the base. But by Didi Mominis, the Gemara says, if you make Mekecha Memkar, Levi Sahadi Yelel L'Shakvi. You don't need Eidim L'Kim Adova, that if there's no Eidim watching, the whole Kenyan doesn't take effect. No, the Kenyan does take effect. The Eidim are only needed in case someone's going to tell a lie later, someone's going to deny that they made the Kenyan, so the Eidim will be able to ascertain that he really did make the Kenyan. So Tosfos raises the question, is that true regarding all Kenyanim Amen? Maybe it's only true regarding most of the Kenyanim and not Kenyan Chalipin. Maybe Kenyan Chalipin is different. Meicha Teisa, why should anybody think that Kenyan Chalipin, by Chazok and by Kesef and by Hagvor and by Meshicha and by Chotze and by Agav, all the other kinyanim Levi Sadi Yelel L'Shakri, you don't need Eidim L'Kiyum Adovar. By kinyan Chalipin is a svara that you should need Eidim L'Kiyum Adovar. Why? As it seems to say in Bava Basra, that's the top line of Vav on the base. Kinyan Bifnei Shnayim. Kinyan Stam means a kinyan Suter. Kinyan Suter has to be done in the presence of two witnesses. Avli Leka Shnayim, but if there are no witnesses present, ain't a kinyan kinyan. That's what this Bala Taisa said originally. So here, with this Rivom, that's what the Ravid writes. The Ravid is there in the Shittim Kubetzis, on Bava Basra Daf Mem, he says like that. And the Ravid is in the Hasogas on the Ramam. The Ramam says that no Kinyonim need any Eidim, not Kinyin Chazoka, not Kinyin Kesef, and not Kinyin Agav, and not Kinyin Hagbo, not Kinyin Chotzer, and not Kinyin Suder. So the Ravid writes, Omar Avram, Ein Hakol Moedim B'Suder. Not everybody is masking by Suder. It means that he disagrees. Not everybody's Muslim, he disagrees. That's what the Shittim Kubetz is there, quotes the Rabbi, that he personally disagrees. He holds like this Rivom. So Tosfos proves from our Gemara, from several other Gemaras, that Kinyan Chalipin also does not need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova. Why should there be such an opinion in Rishonim? The Rabbi Natan brought a different Rabbi, this one brought a different Rabbi. So the Tosfos HaRosh, both in Kiddushin, here says, he doesn't understand Mechlal, what the topic is. Manishtana, what's that beside? I'm Yifalna Mishagas. If Kinyan Chotzer doesn't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova, Kinyan Agav, Kinyan Hagboa, Kinyan Meshicha, Kinyan Kesef, all the Kinyonim in the world, and Dini Momentis don't need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova, it's only Levi Sadi Yelel L'Shak, so Manish Tana, why should anybody think that Kinyan Suder is different? So he doesn't understand Mechlav, why there's a discussion in Tosfos. But obviously the Rishonim saw that there was an issue over here. Some of the Rishonim, a group of the Rishonim insisted that you do need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova. What's the marker? The Gemara in Bava Basra, Kinyan Mifnei Shnayim. Yeah. What's the marker for the Gemara? Where did the Gemara get it from? Where did the Gemara get it from? So the Pashtus is the marker is from the Pasuk in Rus. Where's the Chaim thought that that's what the Gemara has? Hein Hein Advarim HaNiknim Amir. The Gemara says there's such a concept in the Ksubis. Advar maniknim amira, that you can create a hischaivus moment just with amira, you can be makna b'yen just with amira. In rare cases where there's a strong umdina, that there's a strong amira zah. So Rav Chaim thought that that's what this parsha is all about, that when you make a kinyan suder, it's not a kinyan on karka, and it was never formulated milachatchil as a kinyan on the top. It's not a kinyan to create hischaivus. It's a symbolic act. The Gemara has a machlokes with the bekel of shemoicher or the bekel of shokaina. And Taisus has one sheet in the Gemara that it's optional, either bekel of shemoicher or bekel of shokaina. What kind of a kinyan is it? Either I give you the suda, you give me the suda. David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David. It doesn't make a difference. What I give you, you give me. What kind of a kinyan is it? So the answer is this: the giving over of the suda is just a symbolic act that is as strong as miras das. And that's why Taisus has in there in Hazov, there's one amoyra, Taisus lunch pshat, and one amoyra, Rav Levi there. It doesn't make a difference. What I give you, you give me. It's just once you have a strong mirror das, then it's dvar haniknim amira. Then it can be chal, but dvar malon on the karka, on the metaltalim, and on the hischaibis moment also. So that's the hezber why the Ravid and the Rivam and a small group of rishonim. We don't pass them like this. Why group of rishonim hold that you need edus lekiyam adavar by chalitin? Why? Because there's a famous piece that Rav Chaim has in Hilchas Chalitze, where he claims that the Rambam sheet and not everybody agrees with the Rav Chaim, you can solve the difficulty in the Rambam otherwise also. But Rav Chaim claims Pshat in the Rambam, and the Mishlam Melech suggests you have an Otzitz Nakuv. So the Gemara says an Otzitz Nakuv, a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom, so it's yonik in the ground. So the offer in the flower pot is Dina Kimechuber, it's Dina Kikarka. An Otzitz Shein Nakuv has no hole in the bottom, is Dina Ketola. So the Gemara says, therefore, there's going to be an Afkamina Hakbor, will be Kaina only on the Otzitz Shein Nakuv. No, it's a snokam hagol, we're not becoming, it's the exact same flower pot, it's just as easy to pick up this one as that one. And on the other hand, what if you'll dig around and you make a kinyan chazoka? So the Gemara says the chazoka will only work on the otzitz nokuv, and will not work on the otzitz she'eno nokuv. So the Pnei Yeshua has two pshotim, and the Nesivis accepts the one of the two pshotim, shekach nemar halacha, that kinyani karka don't work on metaltalim, kinyani metaltalim don't work on karka. It's frektzach hakashe, how come chalipin works on karka and metaltalim? What kind of an animal is it? Is it kinyoni karka? So why does it work on metalton? If it's kinyoni metalton, why does it work on karka? So the Rishonim asked the kasha. The Rishonim assumed like this Pnei Yeshua. And they asked the kasha. So the answer, Balei HaTaisa's answer, it's a pasuk, Gzeiras HaKos, and it says, Zos Lefonu Yisrael, it says, Lekayim Kol Dover. It says it works for anything and anything. It works for everything under the sun. It even works to create a hischaivus moment. Let's say, if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100, so Taisa Sheet is, Rav Rishonim hold that the Kinyan isn't, the Hischaivus is not Chal just by a promise. Just like if I say, I give you ownership of the safe, I give you ownership of my house. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Nechira, Ein HaMekech Nikne B'Dvar. You can't transfer ownership of a Bien just with words. So you cannot create a Hischaivus moment only B'Dvar Malor. How does one create a Hischaivus moment? You make a Kinyan Chalipin. So how come? What kind of a Kinyan is this? That it works on everything? It's like an aspirin. Whatever problems you have, that's it. It's good for headaches and arthritis and all the machlos in the world is good for. It works on to be kind of karka, to be kind of a talcum, and to create a schaifus. That's what it says in the pasuk. So taka, what kind of an animal is it? What kind of a thing is it that it works for everything? So that's where Rav Chaim thought that there are haichachas from various gemaras. The Chazon Ish has this, he quotes his father, and the Rashash and Chayris has like this on Daf Yud Ches. They bring rise from the Gemara is that sometimes you can be makna moment, sometimes you can be makna karka metalkalim without a maisi kinyan. There are a few exceptions to the rule. Whenever there's a circumstance where there's a very strong miras das, there's an umdan al-mukhat that there's a very strong miras das, and then amekach is nikne bedvarim. And sometimes you can create a hischaivus, sometimes you can create an obligation to pay money to the other person just bedvarim alone, whenever there's a strong miras das. So Rav Chaim thought that's what the Gemara has. Hein hein advar maniknim amir. The Gemara says there's such a concept in the Ksubis. Advar maniknim amir. That you can create a hischaivus moment just with amir. You can be makna b'yen just with amir. In rare cases where there's a strong umdina, that there's a strong amir as that. So Rav Chaim thought that that's what this parsha is all about. That when you make a kinyan suder, it's not a kinyan on karka. And it was never formulated milachatchil as a kinyan on the top. It's not a kinyan to create hischaivus. It's a symbolic act. The Gemara has a machlokes with the bekel of shemoicher or the bekel of shokaina. And Taisus has one sheet in the Gemara that it's optional, either bekel of shemoicher or bekel of shokaina. What kind of a kinyan is it? Either I give you the suda, you give me the suda. David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David. It doesn't make a difference. What I give you, you give me. What kind of a kinyan is it? So the answer is this: the giving over of the Suda is just a symbolic act that is as strong near as that. And that's why Taisus has him there in Hazov. There's one Amoira, Taisus Lang Pshat, and one Amoira, Rav Levi there. Doesn't make a difference. What I give you, you give me. It's just a symbolic act that is as strong near as that. Once you have a strong near as that, then it's Dvarim HaNiklim Amira. Then it can be Chal, the Dvarim alone, on the Karka, on the Metaltalim, and on the Hiskaibis moment also. So that's the Hezber, why the Rivid and the Rivam, and a small group of Rishonim, we don't pass like this, why a group of Rishonim hold that you need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar by Chalipin? Why? Because there's a famous piece that Rav Chaim has in Hilchas Chalitza, where he claims that the Rambam Shita, not everybody agrees with the Rav Chaim, you can solve the difficulty in the Rambam otherwise also. But Rav Chaim claims Pshat in the Rambam, and the Mishlam Melech suggests such a possibility. There's such a day in Achreinim that the idea of Edus Lekiyum HaDavar, there's not a word specifically in Dovish Abiyarva. The word is Das, Dovish Abiyarva has to be a higher level of Das, has to be a stronger Das. So if I just express my Das, there's no one else listening, that's a weaker Das. I can always liken up later on, you won't be able to prove that otherwise. But if I express the Das publicly in the presence of two kosher Edim, so if I'll deny it later on, you'll be able to bring the Edim. So that's considered a higher level of Das. So the reason why you need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar by Dovish Abiyarva is because you require a higher level of Das. That's what Rav Chaim claims in the Rambam, that by Yibum v'chalitza you don't need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. That's a machlokes in Ebenezer. When you do Yibum, do you need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar on the Yibum or not? So Mishlam Melech points it out, and the Shulchan Aruch is a big machlokes, because Yibum doesn't need Das at all. Even Bal Korcha is koinah. Even Shaloi b'miskaven is koinah. So the Halacha L'maisa, we paskin that Yibum does need Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. So it has nothing, so we assume halacha l'maisa that Edus Lekiyum HaDavar is not a function of elevating the Das to a higher level of Das. It's rather a vort, and Dovah should be ever needs Edus Lekiyum HaDavar. But there is such a day in Rishonim that Edus Lekiyum HaDavar is for the purpose of enhancing the Das to make it into a stronger level of Das. So if these Rishonim hold that the Pshat in Kinyan Sudir is that the Suda is not really a Kinyan. It's not a Kinyan Bechlal. It's just an indication that there's a strong Gemira's Das, and the Gemira's Das accomplishes the Halois HaKinyan without any Maisa Kinyan. So since it's you're trying to elevate the Das to a stronger level of Das, so that's what they call it. It has to be a Das that's expressed publicly in the presence of two Kosher Edim, otherwise Felton Das is a lower level of Das. Anyway, Halacha L'maisa, we pass them that you don't need. We pass them like the Maskon of Taisus. The Chalipin does not need the Edus Lekiyum HaDavar like the Rambam writes. The Chalipin is the same as all the other Kinyonim, that there's no need for Gemira Das. Okay, well, you know, the next week we'll have to continue. Here there's a little Taisus here, an innocent little Taisus, Tchono Ba'afor, that's very important in Hilchas HaFrash HaSchala. This Taisus, I don't think it appears anywhere else in Shas, and it's very Negei La'alocha. So we'll have to explain what the issue is. The Shach says, Halacha L'maisa in Hilchas Schali, should be choshish for this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, even though we don't pass like the Rabbeinu Tam. We pass like the Ramban, but he says, L'chatchila, the proper thing is to be choshish. And that's a side topic. But the main topic is about the Tesis Dibra Masla Nigmar Din is also discussing a major topic on the right-hand side of the Tesis. They tell you to look in Tesis Bava Kama. It's a major question, what's considered a Gemar Din? Ishploni atachai, we have to say tenloi. So we'll have to discuss these topics and then continue in the Gemara. In this week's Sedra, the Torah tells us that when after staying by Laban so many years, Yaakov Avinu called his wives in and he says it's time to leave, he has to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He says, Hinei nech reyes p'nei avichim, v'nenei like yismol shul shom. That Laban is not acting nicely to him. So the Pashut, the Pshuta Shal Mikra means that Lavan is jealous and his children are jealous that he took all of the wealth, that he sees that the relationship with his father-in-law is not as good as it used to be. That's the Pshuta Shal Mikra. They say over a taich from one of the big Hasidic Rebbes that he said Pshat differently, that all along Yaakov Avinu don't have my antagonistic feelings anymore to your father-in-law. He's an Isha Sheker, he's an Isha Gezel, he's a Rabbi and everything. He got used to it, so that's terrible. So he says, I better pack up and leave. It's a limud musa for all of us, that we get used to terrible things, even when something is muta b'di'evit. When something, b'shas atchak, something is muta, so we have to farbeg and do it. Of b'di'evit, something is muta, but you have to be careful not to let the b'di'evit, or the heterim of shas atchak, be converted into a lechatchil. When a person allows himself to lead a life an ongoing life of b'di'evitz, and sometimes tak it is a shasatchak forever. Moshe has a lot of tshuvas, and America is a shasatchak, so he can make a lot of certain things. So sometimes it is an ongoing shasatchak, but a lot of times not an ongoing shasatchak. Chad pami, you're allowed to be make a lot of shasatchak. But even in Orach Chaim, this even in Orach Chaim in Yeridaya, you're not allowed to let a shasatchak or a heter of kula b'di'evitz remain kayim li'olam v'od like that. This is the limit we have to learn from the parsha.
Last time you did that, a kind of speaker's das, you quoted a part that I remember from the Rambam and the Kotten. How did that go?
It's like the Rambam and the Raivid, where the Kinyan Khalifin works by a Kotten. A mufla, some of the Yish.